And we used to also go into the Summer Arcade. There was another place on the front which was called the Summer Arcade. In the middle now, there's an amusement group in there,
Yeah.
which is now quite a massive building.
Yes, it is.
But in my day, that was two amusement arcades, and they were separate, and they weren't owned by the same person. So one was in competition with the other. And we used to go in there as well, mooch about, as you might say, seeing anything we could find, you know. In the arcade, they had scooter boats. Now, you've probably never heard of scooter
No.
boats, but they were bumper cars as boats. They had a mesh at the top, which the electric came from on the
Yeah.
pole, and they were boats, and they used to drive the boats around in the scooter boats. You wouldn't have them these days because
No.
health and safety wise,
No.
electric and water don't mix, but that's what they had, you know. And we used to be sort of amazed at all these sort of things, and it figured in my growing up, basically, they did as well. So I worked there. When I was about 11 or 12, I started to work there, and I used to be in control of the boats.
Oh,
And
what, these water boats?
I used to give
Oh.
change as well, and it was just part of summer holidays.
Yeah.
You know, you got a job. If anybody managed to sort of get any money, and it was a job, you know, we were always interested in it, basically, because. So I bumped into Mr. Jacobs' children. The chap who owned it was Mr. Charles Jacobs. He owned the Summer Arcade, and I bumped into his children. Sort of knew his children vaguely because they lived down Sandown Road, not far from me, in Wilton Park Road at Shanklin, and I asked about a job, and I ended up then about age was age 11 here. Yeah, I was expected, you know. I ended up working there every day in the summer holidays except Sundays, because Sundays I was expected to go to church three times. I was basically a jack of all trades. I used to sweep up, give change to the machines, you know, put disinfectant in the toilet or anything they asked me to do. And I got onto these scooter boats by standing in for the lunch break. And the chap who used to run the boats there was called Mr. Barrowman. And for some reason, I don't know, he went and ran the crazy golf, and they said, "Well, you'll have to run the scooter boats for the summer then." So I used to run the scooter boats on my own, and
Quite a responsibility.
well, yeah, I mean, you never thought of these things, you know. I mean, you used to have a walking stick, you used to pull them in, and people come in and got off, and away they went again, and you know, never saw any fear or anything, you
No.
know. And if anybody really got into trouble, you used to jump into the water and go across and sort it out because it was only 2 or 3 foot deep.
Ah,
So it
right.
was no problem,
No.
and it was only built within a. It was just built like a great big fish pond.
Yeah.
That's all it was.